Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the program. The theme today is the people's voice. And I'm going to simply read out a compilation on the people's voice that was published in the January-February 2006 issue of Share International magazine. And it starts with a very brief quote from Maitreya: "The will and voice of the people will become the guiding light of all countries and nations." And that's followed by an introduction that reads as follows. From the beginning of his emergence, Maitreya, the world teacher, has stressed in his teachings and messages the need for sharing justice and peace, and has called on humanity to join him in the task of rebuilding the world. He has said, "Each man is a lighthouse and sheds abroad his light for his brother. Make bright your lamp and let it shine forth and show the way. All are needed, everyone. No one is too small or young to take part in this great plan for true rescue and the rehabilitation of our world." And that quote from Maitreya was from message number 13. The people's emerging voice has been the basis of many articles from Benjamin Krem's master, and Benjamin Krem emphasises the vital importance of personal action in the creation of the new world. Today, we are witnessing the rise of this new force as, across the world in growing numbers, people take to the streets demanding freedom, democracy, justice, peace, fair trade, human rights, the end of hunger, and a halt to the destruction of the environment. This new superpower, the voice of the people, has won peaceful political change around the world and is a growing influence in domestic and international policies. Maitreya counsels, "Nothing happens by itself. Man must act and implement his will." And that quote was from message number 31. And so here to follow is a selection of excerpts on this theme from Maitreya, which were taken from his books, Messages from Maitreya the Christ, and also Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. And excerpts also from Benjamin Krem's Master, and that's predominantly from the book A Master Speaks, and also, of course, Benjamin Krem's writings. So, this first quote in the compilation is from message number 131 by Maitreya. "From now, my friends and brothers, you will witness a leavening of the climate of the world. A sweeter atmosphere of hope will enter the affairs of men. A new call for justice will sound forth from all quarters. And in the midst of that clamour will you find me. I shall sustain all who call for peace, for justice and brotherly love. I shall call to my side all who love their brothers. From all parties and all nations they will come gathering around me. I shall fill their hearts with hope and love, and in mounting numbers they shall conquer the world. This process has begun. Already, the voices of the people are being heard. Louder and louder, they cry for justice, for peace for all time. A renewed hope seizes mankind, and this gladdens my heart. So we're following that with a quote from the master, Benjamin Krem's master, and this is from his article, The Great Approach. Oh, sorry, got the wrong title there. It's from an article called The People's Voice is Heard. Almost without exception, the nations of the world are caught up in a new experience, the emergence of the articulate masses. Long gone are the days of silent submission to autocratic rule. Instead, the peoples everywhere are on the march, demonstrating their will and demanding their democratic rights. With some, the heady excitement and exultation leads them to excess and premature expectations which are doomed to failure. But a movement is afoot across the world which promises to transform it. Steadily, the signs are appearing that the people are awakening from their ancient slumber and are taking the future into their hands. While we watch silently from behind the scenes, the nations, groaning in their travail, are giving birth to a new concept, the one humanity. For long have we worked for this prize. For long have we sought to inspire this noble realization. At last, men everywhere are grasping the meaning of their existence and sensing the need for justice and participation. And here now is a short quote by Benjamin Krem from his book, The Great Approach. The world is ready for change, and there are millions of people in the world who know this, although at the moment they have no voice. Maitreya will become the voice of the people who see the need to change. He will galvanize world public opinion, and a properly galvanized, educated world public opinion is a force against which no nation on earth can stand. Now back to the master, and this is from the article titled The Voice of Maitreya. A new voice is being heard in the affairs of men, articulated by a few sensitive minds among the leaders of the nations. More and more, this voice will give expression to the foremost needs of our time: peace, tolerance, forgiveness of past wrongs, cooperation and sharing for the benefit of all. That voice will issue from the hearts and minds of all who love their fellow men, creating an invincible demand for world reconstruction and renewal. That voice is the voice of the new era. It is the voice of Maitreya. Add your voice to that gathering clamour for peace and justice, and become aware of your place in history. A new world is in the making and requires the involvement of all. All have a part to play in this great undertaking. None should feel too young or too old to voice aloud their aspirations. Soon, Maitreya himself will focus this demand for a new way of living, adding his insight and experience to the cry from men for justice and peace. And a short quote from Benjamin Krem. This is from the November 2002 issue of the magazine. What Maitreya can do is educate, inform, inspire, create a reliable vehicle, the voice of the people of all countries of the world, and create an articulate mass against which no country in the world can stand. We need an informed, educated world public opinion for peace, justice and freedom. Nothing less will do. That is how it will be. And this next quote is from Maitreya from the book The Laws of Life. Right across the world, present political systems are being diluted and will eventually give birth to new systems of government which will be much more representational. Ordinary people, intellectuals, educationalists, and others from a variety of walks of life will find they have a genuine voice in government. This will replace control of the masses through ideology. Evolution means evolution towards freedom. And back to the pastor. This is from the article, The People's Voice. The form that the new culture might take remains, for the most part, vague and unsubstantial. But one factor has already registered itself in the minds of public and media alike. The growing strength of the people's voice and the growing determination to make that voice be heard. This is the most important political event of our time. Throughout the world, the peoples of the nations are taking control of their destiny and demanding their rights. The inner call for freedom intrinsic to their divinity unites people of all races and creeds, and, in growing crescendo, will echo and re-echo until the last bastions of tyranny crumble and men can inherit their birthright. That is the future awaited by all men. And now to a question, the answer, of course, from Benjamin Krem, and this is from the May 2003 issue. How can the peace movement adapt to the new situation? And this is relating to the after the invasion of Iraq in March 2003. Humanity needs to demand peace. There is only one way to get peace, according to Maitreya. Accept the principle that humanity is one, and that therefore the food, the scientific know-how, the education and the healthcare belong to everybody and must be redistributed more equitably. We need to create one world. The one humanity needs to live in the one world. At present, we have two worlds. One for the rich and the super rich, and one for the rest, the poor, the miserable, and the literally starving to death. Maitreya needs you to march to demonstrate continuously. For example, on the 15th of February 2003, nearly 2 million people marched in London out of the 12.5 million protesting across the world. Maitreya took part in the march and sees this as a token of our readiness to do something for ourselves. He is determined to begin his outer work, but humanity must demonstrate call for sharing, which is the only way we will create justice and peace. The governments will not respond until humanity forces them to. And when that happens, it will be because of the inspiration of Maitreya, which will educate, focus, and enlighten humanity as a whole. No nation on earth can avoid or withstand that massed world public opinion. It is that which will bring about the transformation of the world. We have to do it. What's the best thing we can do? Certainly, march at every opportunity. You have to repeat it and repeat it endlessly, on and on and on, not just for the end to the war in Iraq. And of course, nowadays, that's more to do with the wars in Ukraine and in Palestine. But for peace, for justice, for sharing the world's resources, you have to shift the focus of the demand. The demand has to come from humanity, for justice through sharing. When the governments of the world see that, they will quaver because they see now a mounting power of the people in every country. It terrifies them. They mount all sorts of restrictions, but the people have found a way of organizing themselves. But it must continue consciously from Iraq, or as I say, in this case, Palestine or Ukraine, to sharing, to create justice is the only way to peace. It has to become bigger, broader, based on that reality. So this next short quote is from the master from his article, The Rise of People Power. In recent centuries, only in the great transforming actions of revolution has the people's voice been central to the action and made its mark on the time. Today, once again, the moment has come for the people's voice to be heard. Today, once more, it is essential that the needs of people everywhere for justice, freedom, and peace are heard and recognised by the wielders of reckless power. Back to Benjamin Krem, this is a question and answer from the March 2005 issue. We have always had people power, there's nothing new in it. Share International presents the idea as if it were new and revolutionary. Why? Historically, apart from great revolutionary movements like the French, Russian and Chinese revolutions, the voice of the people, as presented by Share International today, has been very muted indeed. Throughout history, the people have watched and often suffered the succession of invasions, pillages and cruelties meted out by conquering individuals with their armies of conquest. Today, a new phenomenon has appeared. The people everywhere have sensed their collective power and are demanding a free and just world as theirs by right of being members of the one humanity. This, I submit, is altogether new and will manifest as a world public opinion with a voice so powerful and united that no government can stand against it. As one of the masters has put it, the voice of the people is the voice of wisdom. And here a quote from Maitreya from the book The Laws of Life. By the will of the Lord, the seed of awareness is cracking open now. People everywhere are becoming aware and will be unwilling to be dominated by others when their destiny is to be free. Governments everywhere will have to listen to the people. Government will be by the people, for the people. Okay, so this next quote is Benjamin Krem, and this is from the November 2003 issue. There are many questions along the lines of, what can I do? I'm only one small individual. You are not just one person. You are one of millions all over the world. Millions of right-thinking people of goodwill. Join them. They, like you, want peace in the world and know that it is the injustices in the world that prevent peace. Make it known. Join with others. Join groups. Humanity is a tremendous force for good, and the changes will take place through the raised voice of the people. The voice of the people of all nations rising up, inspired by Maitreya, led by him, activated by Maitreya, whether they know he is Maitreya or not. The united will of the people will force the governments to change. And another quote from one of the master's articles, and this one is titled A New Earth. Caught in a quagmire of poverty and disease, millions deplore the paucity of improvement and face the future disillusioned and bitter. All hope gone, they contemplate desperate measures to remedy their fate. Dreams of revolution and revenge rise readily in their minds. Only the common tasks of day-to-day survival keep check for now on attempts to improve their lot. Millions suffer thus needlessly, awaiting a change of heart and people in countries far away. Soon, the realization will dawn that their plight need not follow such a painful course, that countless others know nothing of this suffering and grief, that sustenance for all suffices for all, and needs only sharing to prove this to be so. Then will the demand for justice echo around the world. Central in that demand will be the voice of Maitreya, urging a speedy transformation of all that obstructs the true destiny of men. And I've just realised we've run out of time, so thank you very much for listening. For further information, check out the website share-international.org, and wishing you all a lovely week.